Ryan Dress was really the final dagger against Lakers that Lakers could not find an answer for. So far, Harbor Beach has eliminated that. Moffitt has 3 yards on the night after all the sacks and fumbles and everything else on 9 carries.
Number 63, Jacob Shoemaker, making his first tackle.
3rd and 5, and it's a pitch out to Moffitt, and the option out to Moffitt, and he's down to the 10-yard line from the 25, a 15-yard gain on the 3rd down conversion, and a 1st and 10, if not 1st and goal situation from the 10-yard line.
Number 35, DJ Ridner, ended up chasing him down from behind. Moffitt there got out into some open space. First time in a while the Bath offense has got a little something going here.
And it's the first time Bath has been in Harbor Beach's red zone. At the 10-yard line, they're going to say it's 1st and goal from the 10. 2:55 left before halftime. On the right hash, 2 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Moffitt is under center with Ryan Dress behind him, the fullback. Now it's a pitch out to the, and the option out to the left to Moffitt. He's down to the 5 and his goes out of bounds, forced out of bounds by Eli Kraft at the 3. A 7-yard gain on the keeper for Moffitt, and Bass offense starting to roll.
Yeah, Moffitt starting to get a little something going here. He's finding some space to the outside. The defensive line has done a good job plugging the hole to keep Reindress and Moffitt from going up the middle. So Moffitt is now taking the ball to the outside of the field where the wide receivers so far, Allen and Ellsworth, has done a nice job blocking the defensive backs of Harbor Beach in the last couple plays.
2nd and goal from the 3-yard line, working off the left hash. 2 receivers, actually 3 receivers to the left.
Watch Reindress here.
And Moffitt actually keeps it for himself, and it's touchdown Bath. Moffitt goes in untouched from 3 yards out for the first score of the night for the Fighting Bees. It's now Harbor Beach 35, Bath 6.
Harbor Beach still giving respect to Anthony Reindress' size. They plug the hole and bottle him up. Moffitt very quietly sneaks into the end zone untouched for Bath's first touchdown of the evening.
Moffitt has 28 yards on the night, and 25 of those come in the last 3 plays. 35-6, Harbor Beach with a 29-point lead. Number 23, Wolfinger, a 5'6" kicker, brings in the extra point, and it is good. The score is now Harbor Beach 35, Bath 7, on the WLEW Sports Network, 2:35 before halftime.
Some people say we fell in love at first sight, but for me, it was getting to know you over time. After sharing our 11 years together, I know I can make our lives even better. Chad, will you marry me?
If commitments make you uneasy, make this the season for a relationship with a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cell phone. This Christmas season, get a free Samsung Chrono cell phone, free activation, up to 1,750 minutes or 1,166 texts, all for just $49. That's right, free phone, free activation, and over 1,000 minutes or texts for just $49. And there's no contract and no commitment. Stop by any office of Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carrow, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit an authorized agent or click on thumbcellular.com. Terms of service apply.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Bath on the board for the first time tonight. 7-35, they trail Harbor Beach. Number 23, Jacob Wolfinger, a senior, 5'6", 145 pounds. The kicker for Bath. It's a chilly one in Harbor Beach tonight. As a low kick brought in at the 20-yard line by Josh Shell. He's out to the 30, to the 35, and he hits a brick wall right there at the 36 by number 10, Casey Kessler. And it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line.
That 14-6 score you heard it from Crystal City Falls, they are still leading at the half, 14-6.
1st and 10 for Harbor Beach, left to right across your radio. That's the first touchdown Harbor Beach has given up in 8 quarters, dating back to the first quarter against USA in week number 9. 2 receivers wide each way. Kraft on the pitch to Seltz to the right. He's to the 40, to the 45, and it looks like he has the first down by about a foot, maybe two, and it's a first and 10, a 10-yard gain for Harbor Beach, and now the Pirates going with a no-huddle offense with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play as they're still trying to get the chains in play, and there they go, and Harbor Beach is ready to fly. In the shotgun, Kraft back to pass to the right. It is complete to Travis Essmaker at the 46-yard line of Bath, a 9-yard gain. And he is still in bounds, so the clock continues to run. 2:08 left in the first quarter or first half. They mark him down actually for an 8-yard gain at the 47 of Bath. Eli Kraft now calling an audible at the line of scrimmage. Two wide each way. Austin Stelz to his right in the shotgun. Screen pass to Colin Cook, wide open on the left far sideline, and he's brought down at the 40-yard line, and the flag flies at the very end of that play. Number 3, Leslie Payne with the tackle.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking they're going to get Shulky here for holding.
And it is a block in the back against Harbor Beach. The flag is at the 40-yard line. That is goes against Josh Shulky.
Yep.
So this will mark them back from the 40.
I like this, the vision that Eli Kraft had on that play. He had two receivers to the far side of the field. Both defensive backs covering those two receivers were probably 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. He called a quick audible, simply said to Cook, flare out to the left, I'll throw it to you. Shulky, you lead block. The play should have went for a good 10 yards if it wasn't for the penalty.
A 15-yard reception, including the 10-yard penalty. Now it's 2nd and 5. Two receivers wide each way, and Kraft staying in the pocket to pass, and it goes right through the hands of Colin Cook, and the clock stops with a minute 44. That pass was intended at the 43-yard line. He was wide open, but went right through his hands.
Yeah, pass was a little high, just over his head, but went through both hands, and definitely a pass that Cook normally brings down, or should have brought down, for that matter.
Also have listeners from Saginaw, Michigan listening. Third down and 5 now for the Pirates right at midfield of the 50. Minute 44 left in the first half, leading 35-7. Kraft passing to the left is caught by Josh Shulky for a first down and runs out of bounds at the 40. It's a 10-yard reception for Shulky and move the chains for the Pirates.
Zach Richardson there to force him out of bounds.
So Harbor Beach huddles up. Mitch Hearn brings in the play, replaces number 20, Chris Keyes. Chris Keyes has a very large role in practice every day. He's on the practice squad for this Pirate team, playing a lot of different roles and playing a lot of different players for the opponents. Kraft rolling to his right, looking to pass. He's at the 45-yard line, lets this one roll all the way down, and he overthrows a wide-open Travis Essmaker in the end zone by about 8 yards and falls incomplete. 2nd and 10 coming up from Bath's 40-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there on the defensive part of Bath, but they are breathing a sigh of relief. Travis Essmaker slipped down inside the 10-yard line. No one within 15 yards of him. Nobody knew he was out there. Kraft was under pressure and on the run, heaved it up in the air, hoping Essmaker come down with it, but it was overthrown.
2nd and 10 now working off the left hash. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. And Austin Seltz to Eli Kraft right in the shotgun. In the pocket, back to pass. Lets this one fly down the far sideline. It is nearly caught by Josh Shulky. And they Bath won an interception by number 3, Leslie Payne, but he went out of bounds. And they're going to say incomplete pass with a minute 25 left. And now 3rd and 10.
Normally you don't see Eli Kraft's misses come up short of his receivers. In that case, it was. And Leslie Payne almost took it away for the Fighting Bees defense. Kraft knows that his receivers are normally the deeper of the two. Could have been a crucial mistake there.
Two wide each way, spread formation. Kraft in the shotgun, working off the left hash at the 40-yard line. He's in trouble in the backfield, and Bath brings him down for the sack. Number 10, Cam Ellsworth, or Casey Kessler, on the sack for Bath, pushes Harbor Beach for a 3-yard loss, and 4th and 13 now for the Pirates. Minute 5 left. Clock continues to come down here in the first half.
Yeah, Kessler getting a little help there from Kyle Follick. Those two guys getting into the backfield. Kraft looked a little bit, him and his running back were not on the same page there. I think it was Seltz on that last play.
As Kraft on fourth down and 13, passing down the field to Austin Seltz.
Oh, no.
And hit him in the hands, a little thrown behind him at the 13-yard